Liturgical Day, Friday the 28th in Ordinary Time. Today's Gospel, Luke, chapter 12, verses 1 to 7. Such a numerous crowd had gathered that they had crushed one another. Then Jesus spoke to his disciples in this way: Beware of the yeast of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. Nothing is covered that will not be uncovered, or hidden that will not be made known. Whatever you have said in the darkness will be heard in daylight, and whatever you have whispered in hidden places will be proclaimed from the housetops. I tell you, my friends, do not fear those who put to death the body, and after that can do no more. But I will tell you whom to fear. Fear the one who, after killing you, is able to throw you into hell. This one you must fear. Don't you get 5 sparrows for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them has been forgotten by God. Even the hairs of your head have been numbered, so do not fear. Are you not worth more than a flock of sparrows? Commentary by Father Solomon. So do not fear. Are you not worth more than a flock of sparrows? Today, we contemplate in the Gospel our Lord Jesus Christ, who turns to the crowds after confronting the Jewish religious authorities, who are the Pharisees and the scribes. The Gospel tells us that the crowd was so big that they crushed one another. It is clear here that they were hungry to hear the words of Jesus, who spoke with an extraordinary authority on their religious leaders. But St. Luke informs us that before anything else, Jesus began speaking to his own disciples, saying, Beware of the yeast of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. Our Lord Jesus Christ wants to lead us to practice sincerity and transparency rather than hypocrisy, as the Pharisees and the scribes do. For they have shown an external attitude which is not conformed to their inferior way of life. They pretend to be who they are not. It is against this that our Lord Jesus Christ warns us in today's Gospel when he says, Nothing is covered that will not be uncovered, or hidden that will not be made known. Yes, everything will be revealed. This is why we ought to try to accord our life with what we profess and proclaim. This is obviously not easy, but we don't have to be afraid, for our God is in control. As St. John Paul II said, God's love doesn't impose burdens upon us that we cannot carry. For whatever he asks of us, he provides the help that is needed. Nothing happens that he is not aware of. Even our hairs have been numbered. Yes, we have a price before God. Let's not be afraid, because his love for us is endless. Lord, grant us the wisdom to well match our life to the exigencies of our faith, even amidst the tumults of this world. Amen.